and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the UN of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. However, the report says Israel is not currently stopping aid into Gaza and stops short of saying it is using U.S. weapons in ways that violate U.S. or international law. VOA's Patsy Wittakuswara has the story.
On Friday, the U.S. State Department weighed in on Israel's war conduct with a report to Congress that says it's reasonable to assess there are possible Israeli violations of international humanitarian law. But the U.S. has not determined whether a violation occurred and is still investigating. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Those questions are something that we continue to look at and have not yet reached any determinations.
The report also says that while Israel has the tools to mitigate civilian harm, the high civilian death toll has raised questions as to whether the Israeli military is using the tools effectively. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia is stepping up attacks on Ukraine's border defenses. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's rushed reinforcements to its northeastern Kharkiv region to fend off a Russian attempt to breach local defenses. It's a tactical switch in the war that Kyiv has been expecting for weeks. Officials say intense nighttime shelling targeted Vovshansk in the Kharkiv region and less than 3 miles from the Russian border. The barrage has prompted authorities to begin the evacuation of about 3,000 people. Ukraine's defense ministry says around dawn, Russian forces tried to pierce defenses and that it had deployed reserve units to fend off the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new Biden administration rule aims to speed up asylum processing at the southern border, enabling it to quickly reject a limited group of people believed to have committed serious crimes or who have terrorist links. The change announced Thursday comes during an election year when immigration is a key issue. Under current law, certain mandatory bars make people ineligible for asylum, for example, if they've been convicted of a serious crime. But a judge makes the final determination on whether the person qualifies for asylum, and that process can take years. The new rule gives asylum officers interviewing migrants days after they've arrived in the country power to consider that criminal history in deciding whether to remove someone. An Australian study claims China's monitoring of global internet users' online habits extends far beyond the popular social media app TikTok to numerous other platforms and even online games. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian Strategic Policy Institute, a research organisation that receives funding from the Australian government and others overseas, said in a May 2 report that Beijing's propaganda chiefs are forging ties with Chinese tech companies to gather personal data from a wide range of social media apps or platforms and popular online games. They include ride-sharing app Didi, the action game Genshin Impact, and Temu, the popular online marketplace. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Pope Francis has pressed his campaign to urge Italians to have children. He has called for long-term policies to help families and warned that the country's demographic crisis was threatening the future. Francis's appearance at an annual conference of pro-family groups Friday marked his latest appeal for Italy and beyond that Europe to invert what he has called the demographic winter facing many industrialized countries. Italy's birth rate, already one of the lowest in the world, has been falling steadily for about 15 years and reached a record low last year with 379,000 babies born. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.